Blackhawks take on the Penguins is brought to you by Citgo. Fill up at your locally owned Citgo station today. All right. Mm-hmm. Mike Monaco is joining us on the Super Legal Hotline.
Thank goodness.
And or Extra Legal. Extra Judicial Hotline is what we should start calling it now for people who do things outside of the law. And all right, so what do you make? What do you make of the tongue-lashing that the judge gave Michael Cohen today when he was giving him 3 years in the pokey? Started serving in March. But hold on, let me get to the specific issue here. When he was saying, listen, you weren't cooperating. You wanted to do this under your own terms. So I'm not going to give you the maximum I could give you, but I'm going to make it's going to sting.
Right. It is interesting because normally if you begin to cooperate with the government, you cannot decide what you want to cooperate about and what you don't want to cooperate about. You have to cooperate about everything. So this is unusual, what Mr. Cohen did here. He sort of set a limit as to what he wanted to cooperate about.
Okay, so what do you... All right. Okay, so that's exactly what I thought. So what? Why would he do that? What is he up to?
It is hard to understand. I've never recommended that anybody do that. Normally, if somebody wants to cooperate, you got to tell them this is not a give and take proposition. You got to give everything. You got to say everything. They all answer every question they want. They want you to answer. Otherwise, you're going to be at risk of being determined to be not cooperative.
Mm-hmm. Mike, he also, there seemed to be some part of the sentencing that could be reduced, we were told, based on further cooperation with the feds.
Yes. There's
is that common, or what do you think they're doing there?
Rule 35 allows the government to make a motion before the judge to reduce a sentence if that person provides substantial assistance after the sentencing, or provides substantial assistance before the sentencing, and the government doesn't need it until after the sentencing.
Okay, but I got to go back to this because it's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
What would he not want to tell them, and why would he not want to tell them what it is that we don't know that he wouldn't tell them?
I
don't want it to be too confusing. But
this is what you're very good at, Ro, asking those impossible questions.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
It would be just guessing, just total guess. That's the way he doesn't want to talk about.
So if he doesn't want to talk...
Complete guess.
But it would have to be about Donald Trump. It wouldn't be about himself, because he's already given up the ghost on himself, essentially, with the taxi cabs and the tax and all the rest of that. So is he holding out hope that if he keeps the big Megillah out... Here's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding out hope...
You've got great theories. I'll say that.
All right.
Listen,
okay,
Mike.
Just could you please listen to my theory?
Sure.
I feel that he's rolling his eyes right now.
Mike
Monaco.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's my theory. He doesn't want to give up the big Megillah because the big Megillah is so big that if he were to give it up, it would preclude him from ever getting a pardon if he needs one.
Hmm. Interesting. I would think it had some other person who's closer to him than Trump.
Maybe a family member.
Event that's not Trump related.
Because he said, he once said he would take a bullet for this president, and that he felt it was his duty to cover up the dirty deeds of the president.
That's
and that
a direct quote from today.
Direct quote, and that is blind loyalty. That was his weakness to the man that caused me to choose this path of darkness. It feels to me as if he's really giving up all the goods on the president.
Right. It sounds that way. And, of course, we don't know the stuff he talked about regarding Russia.
That's the other thing. The Trump Tower Moscow came up as part of this again today, that he lied about his conversations, that they continued into the campaign. He initially had said that they were dropped when the campaign started, and they were just part of his past business relationship with the president. But then as soon as the campaign started, they no longer talked about that. He says now he lied. Does that tell you that they're directing a line of this to the president now?
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
Something they will go after the president for.
Oh, for
okay.
sure. For
okay.
sure. This is directly related to the involvement with Russia.
Because the issue here with the porn star and all that, that's not enough. It just isn't.
Enough for what?
It's not enough for an impeachment, or it's not enough.
Talk to President Clinton about that.
Well, but the Republicans were wrong to do it. The Republicans back in 1999 made a 2000 made a tactical mistake in doing that.
Because first of all,
besides, he was leaving office the following year, right? So it didn't really matter, and so doing that, it was about an affair, and Bill Clinton broke the mold for that, and now Trump can just say, listen, basically admitted to it today. You know, it was a private matter. It was what we were, you know, what we did. It wasn't illegal. It's, you know, there could be an interpretation that it was illegal, but I just don't think that they can't indict him on that while he's a sitting president. And secondly, then there would have to be a political solution. The political solution would be impeachment. And I just don't think on that, because he's got a zipper problem, is going to be enough, even though it's a porn star. I don't think it's going to be enough.
Yeah, this is not a zipper problem. This was a campaign funding problem.
Right.
And there are limits as to how much you can pay for a campaign, $2,700 per person, and this is way beyond that, $130,000 and $150,000. So it is, you're right, it's not as big as the stuff regarding Russia that we're going to, I assume, see soon.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I got another theory.
Okay.
Here's my other theory.
What's that?
Is Michael Cohen a fellow? Is it okay? So maybe the big Megillah is on Putin. Maybe he's got the goods on Putin, and he doesn't want to say it because then he and his family get killed.
Oh God!
What do you mean, oh God? Do you read the papers? What?
Yeah, that's true. I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
What is happening?
Look at the mic. It's so long suffering.
What happened to poor Khashoggi, for heaven's sake?
Yeah, that's my point. And then next thing you know, at the next G20, it's going to be Putin and the Crown Prince going, look what we got. We got that guy right there. That's what we did.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Well, God bless you. Take care. Good luck, Anna, dealing with this fellow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's really rolling today.
Mm-hmm. It's off to a good start.
Yeah.
The great Mike Monaco. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Notice how he's just so done with this whole thing.
Totally is.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Not buying it.